You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Look, if you actually needed three guesses to answer that question, well, clearly I haven't been doing my job, because inflation, if I needed to say it, prices of all four of those things up, and inflation, as you've heard already, overall hit 7% December this year over December last. But, let us look month to month. Inflation was 0.5% in December, which was better than November, which was better than October. Do we dare ask then whether we're finally topping out? Oh, we do dare. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
There are reasons to think monthly inflation may have already maxed out.
We are seeing some deceleration.
Alan Dettmeister is an economist with UBS. Deceleration is in prices are still rising, just not as fast as they were. Flight and lodging prices might actually come down briefly because of Omicron dragging down demand. Car prices, economists say, are set to come off their completely insane highs as production starts to come back. Other goods seem to be cooling off too.
You know, energy, food prices, futures prices are suggesting that oil has kind of reached its peak.
But Dettmeister says core inflation, basically everything else, is not slowing down yet. And we are probably going to see another few months of eye-popping 7% annual inflation before it does come down, says Larry Summers, an economist at Harvard and former Treasury Secretary.
I don't see anything that changes the basic fact that we have an increasingly entrenched inflation problem.
Basically, all the transitory drivers of inflation may be falling away, leaving us with bigger problems.
The most fundamental factors driving what we're seeing are pervasive labor shortage, pushing up wages, which are the most fundamental labor costs, and what's happening in the housing market.
But economists disagree on how persistent all these drivers will be. Joe Gagnon is a fellow at the Peterson Institute.
The optimistic view is that Omicron will tear through the population very quickly. It will be mild and will come out sort of in a better place as far as the pandemic goes by March. And people might actually be more willing to go back into the labor force.
And that might keep labor costs under control. Of course, it would also trim wage growth. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Oh, yeah. Wages. We also learned today that average hourly pay was up 0.1% in December. That is real wages, meaning they were up even when you factor in the higher prices that Spree was just talking about. That said, we are also talking average here, and not everybody's pay is rising high enough to cover those higher costs. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what's going on there.
Whether you've gotten a raise lately depends a lot on where you fall on the income spectrum.
Lower wage workers are seeing larger percentage increases than higher wage workers.
That's Lizanne Saunders, chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab, a current Marketplace underwriter. She says it also depends on what you do. Take leisure and hospitality, for instance.
Leisure and hospitality has, in general, seen the biggest increases in wages.
And those workers have been making enough to outpace inflation, says Sarah House, senior economist with Wells Fargo. But she says there are plenty of other industries where pay hasn't kept up with prices.
Areas like information, mining industry, manufacturing, construction.
One way workers have been able to beat inflation, House says, is by quitting their jobs and taking on new, higher paid roles elsewhere.
And so companies across the pay spectrum are really having to think about their compensation plans in terms of attracting new employees, but also keeping their existing ones.
As a result, those higher wages are likely to stick around, says economist Daniel Zhao at the job website Glassdoor.
Most employers would actually even prefer to furlough or lay off workers rather than cut pay because they know it would have a dramatic impact on employee morale.
But Zhao says it's not enough for pay to stay where it is. He says wages will have to keep rising as prices continue to grow. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.